ZLK Mobile.
Afternoon, Shane.
Patrick, how are you this afternoon?
Better now that I'm back home. Getting warm.
Not today?
Over and was getting the tool truck ready for inventory starting Monday. And then we went and met my grandfather for lunch. So other than that, not anything outside.
Blustery up there? A lot of wind?
Still lots of winds. It's died down from this morning, though. Early this morning, it was pretty brutal.
Bad when I got home, at the time I got home, but there were a lot of small branches and leaves scattered everywhere. But it was pretty rough over at work, and on the way home from Atlanta, I was sitting in the parking lot before I left work. I had to finish my meal, and I heard a big thump, and then I heard a car alarm going off, and one of the big branch fell out of a pine tree onto one of the employees' cars. So I'm sure they weren't happy when they came out. Looked like one of the part-timers. But we lost our power about 9 o'clock this morning. It was out for a couple hours. And got the generator going, and then but it's back on now, so hopefully it'll stay on the rest of the night.
So, I hope. Bad night for the power to go out.
Up, it's sitting there. All she's got to do is pull the cord if it goes out. I hope it doesn't have to, though. And pull the cord and flip the switches. I've shown her how to do it. Well, she should be okay. And of course, she can always call me and I can walk her through it.
Well, at least you're prepared for it. Make sure you leave a little water dripping tonight, too.
The only copper that we have anymore is just the brass spigots, the three brass spigots. Everything else is PEX. And then underground is to the water meter, or is PVC. But I know we still need to let the water run a little bit.
So still freeze on you. And the brass fittings in it will freeze too, or copper fittings, whichever is in it.
Covers on the outside spigots, so hopefully that'll help that.
So they cut off back up under the wall, though, as long as they're newer stuff. And anything, I guess since the mid-90s, we'll cut off back up in the wall.
Again?
The outside faucets or hose bib will cut off up in the wall. They don't cut off right there where the handle's at. They got a rod that runs back up in the wall to cut them off. That way they're inside the wall to cut the water off.
Yeah, hopefully. Let's see, what else? Yeah, we should be good. Leave a little water running, and it's supposed to be about 2 degrees colder in Atlanta tonight than it is up where I am. It's calling for 12 for me and 10 down there.
See what it's supposed to be here tonight.
At that point.
Exactly, that's what my wife just said too.
Back in the late 70s, early 80s, I remember small marshy areas and ponds freezing over. Back in the woods, we'd go ice skating on them, sliding on them. They were pretty thick. We'd check it before, to make sure. But, it would be down in the teens, 20s in the day, and down in the teens for a week or two at a time. It hasn't done that in a while.
Roger that. I know my senior year in high school, it flooded up here, and then it froze. And me and a buddy, we went out driving on the ice in the fields, didn't get out in the river, but on the fields. And it would support two vehicles out there. It got so cold, so long. So, yeah, I know what you're talking about there.
Good day. I slept pretty good in spite of getting woken up when the power went off and then getting woken up when the power came back on. She turned the generator off before she flipped the switches. I forgot to tell her to do that. Just flip them fast and they almost won't even be a break.
we'll learn. And I was looking at the weather here. It's supposed to be 6 up here tonight into the morning.
Degrees difference, that's not much. It's hardly worth talking about.
It's 80 degrees outside.
My people in Greenville County, under Duke Power, that are still out of power. So I think they've been struggling more today than we did out where I am.
Enough out to the dam there that you probably got pretty good water or a pretty good supply of power coming by you.
I think I told you this yesterday or somebody, that usually when the power goes out, a lot of times we get it back on before other areas closer into Pickens area, I guess. We're on the outskirts of Pickens County, and I feel like we get it back on before closer in. So I don't know if they don't seem to be out as long as other people are. N4ZLK.
But there are multiple paths for it to take, so yeah, I'm sure they can figure it out and get it all squared away here for long.
Call you in a minute. N4ZLK.
Y'all was talking about the weather. How's the weather in Myrtle Beach?
Myrtle Beach. I'm up here in Brevard, North Carolina, so it's cold and windy.
I was took my medicine, and I'm going south to 95. Then I'm going to go south on 95 to the temperature turns up to 70 degrees. And I'm going to spend a couple of days there.
And I don't blame you at all. If that was an option, I'd probably be doing the same thing.
Myrtle Beach first, deliver some Christmas presents, and then I'm headed south.
Way to Florida before you find 70 degree weather, though.
There's a road that goes to Jamaica. That'll be a good place, wouldn't it?
It might involve a boat to get there right now, though.
Jamaica, oh, okay. You have to take a ferry, right?
Assume so, but I don't know if there's a ferry or not, but I don't know how you'd get down there, to be honest with you, unless you a boat or a plane.
I'm going down to deliver some Christmas presents at not all the way to Myrtle Beach, a little river. And yeah, tell me that I just moved to them. I said, shoot, it's more fun riding.
That I don't care much for flying. I like to drive. I like to see the country.
Yeah, the Army. Everywhere they want to go, they want to send me on a plane. I kept saying, no, I want to go. I went overseas to Germany, and I tried to see if they could have a boat to carry us over. They said the Navy didn't like us, so we had to fly.
You get there when they want you there. Not about the trip.
It still took us 8 hours to get there, though.
We got there that quick. Even flying. Germany's a pretty good flight.
Commercial jet. This was in the 60s. Hillcrest High School. And here comes some, I don't know why, it was wind. Or, I know the wind was blowing because my truck's going from side to side, but there's some trash flying off the side of the road.
That's KO4HKX.
RBH4ID.
Been through the area?
No, I live in Greenville. Yeah, I've lived there all my life. I'm headed down. I got some nieces and nephews, great nieces and nephews. Lives at Little River. So I'm going to take them some Christmas presents. That's what me and my wife used to do every year. She's passed on now, so I did the day before Christmas.
About your wife, but I'm glad you still got family you can go visit and spend some time with. And, I hadn't heard you on the repeater before. By the way, I'm Patrick. I was just trying to introduce myself formally.
See, I used to be on the radio all the time. And just got lazy. Anyway, I still belong to the Blue Ridge Radio Society.
I joined it earlier this year, I got my license about 2 years ago, and I really enjoyed being on this repeater. Met a lot of nice people on it.
Repeater they are. Of course, I tell you the truth, I hadn't really met too many hams that weren't nice, you know what I mean? I mean, most of them know how hard it is to get your license, and then, you know, I just tell you the truth, I never found nobody that's real bad, you know what I mean, over.
Yeah, neither. I've had a few, you know, say some things that were helping me along my way to correct me, but other than that, I don't take it that as being mean. I just take that as being helpful.
My ways of doing the talking on the radio, you know, like how the Kerr Show when more one. Hold on a minute. Come on, nobody knows how to get on the interstate. You know what?
They worry about all these cars with this horsepower and it get up and go and this, that, and the other, and then they're afraid to mash that little skinny pedal.
He said, I thought he was going to come out in front of me because he had enough room, but he kind of slowed down. I said, oh boy, what is this? But anyway, talk about, you know, there's a way to talk on the radio, a way not to talk on the radio. And we, you know, we don't talk about politics and stuff like that. Just talk about anything else, but don't talk to that kind of stuff. Over.
Roger that. That way, good way to get an argument started there anymore. I don't care where you're at.
Little bit of radio. I definitely start to come out politics.
Not much on there anymore. I monitor it quite a bit. There's not a whole lot on it.
He who's a truck driver, he told me that, you get a CB radio. I said, why? He said, there's nobody there.
You here and there, but it's not very many. Not like near what it used to be at all. Now, if you get on a couple of the frequencies on the upper side of it and on the sideband, you'll hear some guys on there quite often. They're channel 38 on lower sideband. They'll get on there, and you can hear them all the way from around the world on that one.
That is, the only time you hear them is when the traffic slows down. They want to know if it's a rig or construction or something like that. He's a, other than that, you don't hear nobody.
Pretty much it. Tool truck all day long, most days, and you're lucky if you hear maybe one, two people a day on it.
They carry a 2 meter radio so you can talk to people, right?
I do, but I like to, I have the other one in there as just so I could like to say traffic when I'm driving.
I'll meet one. Just for that one purpose, just because I'm on the road and I got a lady in the back of my van and this I do it and I got an antenna. I need to hook it up this time. I just left it laying there. I thought I'd just talk on my 2 meter.
See you. I have to check in more often. We have a net. I know you know about the net on here. I were the Sunday night net as the net controller, so love to have you check in with us.
I used to write all that down and try to write down who all checked in and all that stuff when my wife was alive because she was listening to me and said, hey, you missed a letter there. I don't want to listen to it. I said, if you don't want to listen to it, hang on, you hide it or I'll miss the letter. And she listened to it too. But after she passed on, I just lost interest.
Understand that, and life changes when things like that happen. It's amazing how things do change in that aspect.
That's the way it goes. I'm way down here now, down here at the 19 mile marker, just past on 385. And it don't seem like this. You talking on the radio, it don't seem like it's busy time. You know, you're just talking and you're riding.
That, there's a group of us on there of a morning, get on about 5:30 in the morning, and we'll make our drive into work and it's amazing how much faster time seems to pass when you got the conversation going. Because I live in Brevard, North Carolina, or just right outside. I live in a little area called Little River, to be honest with you, or Little River or Penrose. And and I drive down to Greenville every day.
So I'm going to Little River, South Carolina, which is just north of Myrtle Beach. Well, really north, way north of Myrtle Beach. So far, this is the North and South Carolina state line. And off of Highway 9. And I go down like this. Usually I go down on Christmas Eve and spend the night, and then I come back Christmas Day. But I think I'm going to stay somewhere warm again.
Thank you for that. Not at all. Somewhere where it's warmer than here. But I don't know anywhere that's real warm right now.
Yeah, the Myrtle Beach. The guy said, it's going to be colder down there than it is up here. Because of the ocean, bring the water, wind off the ocean.
It's probably blowing a warm wind in, though, out of the Atlantic down there. That way you can get some warm air. So it'll probably feel a lot warmer down there.
I'm down here where you turn to go to Great Court. And I don't know where you know where I said that 16-mile marker. That is repeated getting out real good. When you talked that last time, I got a little... fence in there a little bit. I don't know how I am, but that's where I'm at down here now. And this is KF4RVHYD.
Making it in. You got a little scratch with you, but perfectly readable.
N4ZLK. Hello, JD. Merry Christmas to you. N4ZLK, it's Shane. Haven't talked to you in a while. And Patrick, I gotta go. I'm about at work now. Sorry about that. But I'll talk to you later. You guys be careful up there. JD, be careful on the road. We'll talk to you guys later. N4ZLK.
Shane, good to hear from you, and I'll keep an ear out for you later.
Shane, and don't use that word worry. That kind of hurts my ears. You know, I'm retired, and that word I kind of took out of my vocabulary. I can't even say it.
I missed that if you were talking to me. I'm sorry.
Use that word work. I took that word out of my vocabulary. Work.
Yeah, I understand, but Patrick and I, we still have to do that thing, but we'll try not to use that word too much. 7-3, guys. N4ZLK.
Hey, I'm going to hop off here and try to help my wife get ready for the Christmas stuff we got going on tomorrow. It's good to talk to you. You have a safe trip, and I hope you find you some warmer weather and get to stay there for a couple days. This is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, 73 to you. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Hope you'll have a very good Christmas, and enjoy yourself. That's the main thing. And this is KO4RVH, and I'm going to be listening to how to change frequencies to find out where Columbia is at. So, KO4RVH clear.
KD, name's Larry. How you doing?
Hey, B, this is KO4LAO. Jim here on the other end. Doing well this evening. How about you?
Yeah, doing better now. Weatherman says it's supposed to get cold. Wonder if he's right.
Been balmy weather today.
Anyway, yeah, I'm counting down the days of springtime. I don't like this cold. I could do without it.
It just seems like yesterday it was sunny and warm.
And my brother sent me a picture of his thermometer up in, he lives above Asheville, sent me a picture this morning at 11 degrees.
In Hendersonville, it could get pretty cold up there. at a couple of times when he was at minus 1 degree or something like that, and the whole school system shut down.
Below zero, we live in Easley, and I've seen it below zero one time in my lifetime around here, and that was miserable. We had our clothes washer in a little storage room off the back porch, and needless to say, it froze solid, so we decided to move it.
Yeah, but generally, you don't have to do things like that around here.
And one time we were kids, it got cold like this, and we got the garden hose out and sprayed a section of the driveway in the back and had us a skating rink.
No, I never quite got the hang of.
Something we did is that we took the go-kart and come flying out across where there was no ice and then cut it real sharp and went spinning around in circles on that ice.
It's going to be a pretty sunset anyways.
It's the weather is pretty despite the cold, but I wouldn't mind going home and warming up some hot soup or something and eating it and sitting by the gas logs.
Had any snow this year?
That's really hard to say. You know, we've got a good bit. When was it last year? Had, 8 or 9 inches around here? I can't remember.
I don't recall exactly either, but I know we got one or two good snows.
It seemed like when I was a kid, it snowed a little more than it does now. And my grandmother used to live in Florida. She lived about halfway down the Gulf Coast, and one year, I don't remember what year it was, seemed like it was about 1978, 79, it snowed an inch there. Of course, it was gone by 9 o'clock.
When I was a kid, somewhere around 73, 74, somewhere around there, they had a real bad snow, and I remember Atlanta just getting hammered.
88, in January or February, between Greenville and Easley, I probably close to a foot in Greenville, too, and that was kind of unusual for here.
I was stationed out in California at the time, and my father-in-law was here, and he wound up losing some trees out of it, and it was quite the deal there for a week or so.
I tried snow skiing twice. I went to see my brother when he lived in California. We went skiing at Lake Tahoe, or actually tried skiing. I fell all the way down the slopes about two or three times, and then tried it again in 93. And did a little better then. I got where I could enjoy it a little bit, but it just, you know, I thought, well, I'm not really getting the hang of this like I would like to, so I never tried it again.
In Alaska, and I just never wasn't around it enough to be any good at it.
And I really didn't enjoy it that well, so I said, well, let's don't, you know, before I break a leg or arm or something and put me out of work for a while, so I never tried it again.
You know, an air crew, and one of our enlisted guys, he thought the way to ski was to just point his skis straight down the hill and didn't do any S turns or anything like that. And when he got down to the bottom, he tried to make a big circle to slow himself down, and he put his arm out when he did, and he cracked a couple of bones in his wrist, and as a result, they had to disqualify him from flying and send him all the way back to Kansas. We had to get somebody else.
I hate to hear that, but my brothers taught me what little I did know, you know, just put both ankles out and make like a V to slow down, so that's what I did. I didn't get hurt, you know, anything, but anyway, what part of the military was you in?
Air Force, in the air refueling business.
For service to our country. And my youngest brother was in the Navy. He's on the aircraft carrier, Abraham Lincoln, for a while. That's what he did, was an airman. He worked in the kitchen for a little bit, but most of the time he was out on the flight deck.
Well, it certainly was something that was very proud to be a part of, and I think it certainly gave more back to me than I think I felt like I gave to it. But it was, I think the biggest thing about it is the nice and the nice people you meet, highly intelligent folks, and just lots of good humor. You know, serious when you need it to be, but is a pretty there's people with a lot of good imagination in the military.
I got a distant cousin that was Air Force. He was 25 years. He flew the F-4 Phantom, and he's a very, very interesting person to talk to. And he said he flew from California to Vietnam, and, but by the time he got over there, his legs didn't work. He had to have two people, one on either side, to pick him up out of the cockpit.
F-4 is a long way. We used to carry him all the way to Europe, and then from Europe back to the States. You know, when it was good weather time, there were times of the year when it wasn't good for them to fly, but those guys would get dressed up in their poopy suits, and you know, in case they had to punch out, and spend a long time in the jet there. It was tough on them.
That after talking to some of them and what they have to go through, and I tell you, aircraft carrier life, that would not be easy either. After hearing my brother talk, working 18 hours a day and all he had to do, but he made the best out of it. And we actually got to go on a Tiger cruise. We left Fort Lauderdale and rode with them to Norfolk, Virginia. And both my brothers did, with my youngest brother. And I tell you, that was some more 3 days.
It was, we forget what our young people have to go through sometimes to serve on those things.
It couldn't be beat. I mean, that was back in the days when they let us stand on the flight deck while they launched and received the aircraft. And they can't do that now. You know, you think about it, you're standing there and here's a 35-ton aircraft coming in. Something goes wrong, it can turn it ugly real quick.
Well, I'm going to say 73 to you for now. I'm getting close to where I need to be, but it was nice to chat with you, and look forward to doing that again. KC-4 SKV, Larry, I think it's right. Jim here, KO4 LAO, I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, Jim, yeah, thanks for riding along with me for a few minutes, and stay warm, and hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I'll be listening here for a little bit. KC4 SKD.
2BNG.
But you're way down in the noise level. I'm not sure I'm hitting a repeater too good myself. KC4 SKD.
BNG, any better now?
But I hope you can hear me. I'm in a bad spot.
Up the transmitter power, if I know how to do that.
What better? I'm finally on the way home, and there's very little traffic out right now, especially as compared to what it usually is.
It always interests me about the Phantom F-4, as I always call that thing the Bumblebee. If you look at that, you know, big, fat-ass, heavy plane with those little short, stubby wings, it's almost like, how does this thing even fly? The Bumblebee of aircraft. But, you know, they flew very well. That was designed as an interceptor, not as a dogfighter. So, get off the ground really quick, accelerate really fast in a straight line toward a bunch of bombers. That's what it was designed for. But that was a good aircraft, which I think they only recently stopped using.
Real scratchy in the repeater.
One or two more power settings.
I'm just going ahead and sign for now, because a lot of scratchiness. But anyway, hope you have a good evening.
no problem. We'll talk to you later. W4SKD, KD2VNG, we'll talk to you in a while. 73s. Merry Christmas.
Hear me, KC4SKD.
Doing as high as I dare go. KD2VNG.